You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Transmitted by wire.
Here is the latest news brought into your own living room.
You'll be hard to satisfy with anything less.
Let's get on something to talk about.
Talk is cheap.
Gib, gib, gib. Who is gossiping?
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Hi-Fi Plus.
And that's the way it is.
We'll do it live.
On 92.7 FM WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay.
All right.
Good morning. Happy St. Paddy's Day.
St. Paddy's Day.
92.7 WMDX, this portion of John and Gordy in the Morning, brought to you by our friends at Verlo, Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is ongoing. Biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside.
Yeah.
John, you know what I'm talking about here?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're saying. I know where you're coming from.
Okay.
I know where it's at.
You're tracking this.
I am.
Okay. So hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and every single box spring.
Mm-hmm.
Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Verlo has two locations in Madison, the east side and the west side. Or you can go to verlo.com to find out more information. And one of these days, we're going to get Maddie the Mattress in here. And we'll question Maddie the Mattress and find out more about Verlo Mattress.
One of these days, I'm going to go to Verlo.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on the floor.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start selling adjustable bed frames.
Just because?
I'm going to do that for them. Yes. I'm going to go in there.
Because you love those.
I'm a big backer of them. Please buy them now while you still can.
I think there are plenty of them. I don't think they're going to run out.
Well,
what do you mean, why you still can?
So many people think that, well, these are hospital beds. You know, they aren't.
No, they're
adjustable beds. You don't need all the damn pillows. You won't suffocate yourself in the middle of the night. You know?
Some people like a lot of pillows.
I don't think they do.
No?
No. It's like, they keep accumulating pillows, right? Well, that one wasn't that comfortable. I'll get another one. Then you add that to the mix, and all of a sudden you've got 80 pillows on your bed. When all you need is an adjustable bed frame. That's all you need.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'm
Verlo sells pillows, too, by the way. So, you know, they have body pillows.
Oh, sure. Well, those are nice.
Those are good.
Those are good for lumbar support.
Exactly.
In case you need it.
Okay.
Or something, you know, just to wrap your leg around in order to straighten out your back as you sleep on your side.
Right. Okay.
Why am I doing this?
I don't know. Happy St. Patty's.
Starting to hallucinate.
You're going to be okay? You're not well yet, are you?
I am not.
Okay.
No, but I'm coming back someday, yes.
Okay. On the St. Patrick's Day weather, it's 23 degrees right now, but we'll see highs in the low to mid 50s. So get out and enjoy it.
I've got a really bad feeling about our universities in this country. We've got 4 years of Trump to put up with, and he is strong-arming a lot of these universities as we speak. And this guy, Sam, our producer, the WMDX producer extraordinaire, he'll be leaving us sometime in June.
Oh, no.
And he's going on to be a teacher, a historical teacher of some sort, right?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say bigger and better things, but given the state of things, I'm not sure about that.
Really? Are you having second thoughts about becoming a teacher?
No, this is a great profession, great profession.
Okay.
But, you know, the university is going to be a completely different thing eventually. In fact, history is the one course they're going to take a look at. And here's the story. We expect your immediate compliance. That's the wording from Trump, is now demanding influence over academics at so far Columbia University, but this is moving on across the country. He began punishing the institution by pulling $400 million in funding for alleged anti-Semitism.
Well,
he immediately called for the ousting of the leadership of the Middle Eastern, South Asian, and African Studies departments, banning masks on campus, adopting a new definition of anti-Semitism. implementing new disciplinary methods. I don't know what that would be. What, torture, whippings, and overhauling its admission.
Okay. Hold up, buddy. Okay.
Okay. Anyway.
It gets, yes, we're in the crazy zone. I get it.
It is the crazy zone. Columbia professor Jeff Howley bluntly stated, if the federal government can show up and demand that a university department shut down or restructure, then we don't have universities in this country.
Wow.
All right. Do you remember the old story about how universities started?
You know, I don't. How did they start?
They started, I brought this in. It's from the book Bright Ages, Faculty and Students Uniting Against Outside Political Influences. That's how universities started.
Mm.
In the 12th century, religious school centered around the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris saw a group of students in Paris who got swindled by a shopkeeper. So the school's teachers, in solidarity with the students, refused to teach and threatened to move the school elsewhere unless the king listened to the students and provided justice. King Philip II Augusta of France did just that. He issued a royal decree protecting the teachers and students, saying that they were a corporate body that together enjoyed certain rights. The word in Latin he used for this corporate body was universitas.
Did not know
that's
that.
Where it came from. Almost the same scenario played out again later on. The teachers again rallied to the students, invoked their status as universitas, and this time the monarchy that they were appealing to didn't support them. They refused to support them. And get this, this will sound familiar to this. This is the time they were refused that kind of consideration from the monarchy. The king was increasingly concerned about the independence of this corporate body, this universitas, and the dangerous things that they were being taught in this school, such as Aristotle, about the need to discipline and control these young people. This bar brawl was a perfect pretext for the politicians to take control of the school, and that's what happened, and that's why they were appealing to the monarchy to, you know, defend them.
Where was this happening?
This this was another time where the students were taken advantage of by a shopkeeper. In fact, the shopkeeper sent some people out to beat up the students. And so, again, the teachers rallied around the students and asked the monarchy to support them, and they refused. But eventually, get this, because the monarchy refused, the Pope stepped in and issued a decree recognizing the university's authority to self-regulate and limiting the powers of the king and bishop over the teachers and the students.
Okay.
This organizing principle was copied by other schools across Europe, and today universities stand as one of the proudest and most visible legacies of the history of medieval Europe. They are a reminder that institutions of higher learning are a union between teachers and students dedicated to the pursuit of knowledge, and outside forces will always seek to control that pursuit to put reins on young learners.
Wow.
All right.
And we'll have to talk to Tim Slecker about all that.
Isn't that great stuff, though?
The history of universities.
That's kind of the history of the whole thing. Now, you know, Columbia University is the target here, but they're going after all the universities because they're doing away with the Department of Ed. And the Department of Ed is the one body, the department, that distributed funding for college loans.
Right.
All right. So if they take out, and the Department of Ed has a rule and regulation that the administration of the federal government cannot dictate what schools can teach and withhold funding for that.
Right.
They have to fund, and they can't dictate what the schools can teach. But if they do away with the Department of Ed, they can do that.
Yeah.
And that's what they want to do. All right. And right now, as you know, the UW is under investigation. There's a Department of Education announcement before they disbanded completely. They're going in there and they're going to take a look at the UW-Madison. They say it failed to adequately address incidents of harassment based on a shared ancestry. Now, remember the protests
Yes.
that we had here defending Gaza, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do recall this.
The department is deeply, the administration's education secretary, Linda McMahon, statement. The department is deeply disappointed that Jewish students studying on elite U.S. campuses continue to fear for their safety amid the relentless anti-Semitic eruptions that have severely disrupted campus life for more than a year. University leaders must do better. The federal government has the authority to withhold funding from institutions found to be in violation. A move recently done, you know, with Columbia, but they don't have that if the Department of Education is in existence.
Right.
So we'll see what happens.
You know, I mentioned it to you guys Friday off air. I don't think I mentioned it on air, though. Thursday, when I was at a party with my roommates who are all still in school here at UW, I heard through the grapevine I was talking with somebody. And I'm hearing this like third hand, so I can't like confirm anything.
Okay.
But somebody I was talking to who is friends with a bunch of students in the biomedical engineering program here.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about how their program is falling apart right before their eyes. It's the early stages of it, because they mentioned a lot of the professors in that department, the researchers, are thinking about and or actually getting offers from other research institutions and universities outside of the country who don't have to deal with this insecure funding, their unknown future, all of that. That's where we're headed now.
So it's going to be offshoring.
Well, yeah, and just dismantling of it within the country, because if you make somebody's job insecure, their funding insecure, then they're going to search for security elsewhere.
Right.
And somebody will take the lead. Bunch of nations will take the lead. Instead, and the U.S. will be left behind, and our economy will suffer dramatically through it. In fact, health information, health research, of course, will be suffering the most.
Yeah. And that'll be because a lot of those health research things that are going on.
National Institute of Health.
Yeah. Those are ongoing, but if they get interrupted, it really screws up their whole studies.
Yeah.
Phone lines are open if you want to get a hold of us. You can do that. You can jump in and be a part of the conversation. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Right around the corner in about 15 minutes, we'll be talking with Hannah Shea from Pristine Clean on this St. Patrick's Day. And coming up, got a great new cut from the Lincoln Project we want to throw out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's all coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the Morning. It's time once again for Brittany Merlot to fill us in on what's going on in the weather. I'm anticipating a beautiful week, a warm week of weather.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
No problems whatsoever?
Nope. No problems, no frontal systems, nothing to worry about. Tell me I'm right.
No way. This is Wisconsin. You're wrong.
All right.
Okay. Well, happy St. Patty's Day, Brittany.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Yay. You're in your green. I like it. Festive.
Well, I am.
I did not. Yeah, I did not.
You're not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know.
I don't know.
I forgot.
Aren't you supposed to pinch people that didn't wear green? Isn't that the old deal? I don't think you're supposed to.
Don't try that.
You don't do that
anymore.
Don't
try that, man.
No, that's old school. All right. So what is going on weather-wise? I mean, it's nice and clear here. We've got, at least we had some sunshine, but now a few clouds moving in. So what's up today?
Well, we're looking at like a mix of sun and clouds and just breezy conditions and warming us right back up. So temperatures right now, you're in the upper 20s and you'll make it to the upper 50s today. And you're going to hang on to that tomorrow, too. So just breezy, mild. Winds are going to be gusting around 30 to 40 miles per hour, though. So we are in a very high fire danger once again. Burn bans are in place, all of that jazz. Don't toss your cigarette butt out the window. I saw it happen yesterday. I just was like, oh, I wanted to get them, but you know how it goes.
Yeah, I think I've seen burnings. They've had them in the last couple of months here, right? Or late, at least the last 3 or 4 weeks.
You're they have about burnings, the controlled burnings. By the DNR. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even those have stopped now just because of the winds and the conditions at this point. But they were trying to take advantage of it with the frozen lakes and then, you know, the snow melt still ongoing. So it was safer conditions. Now we're starting to get into it's a little unsafe. So even those are starting to stop.
All right.
Yeah.
So are we expecting any rain or snow later this week?
I wasn't sure if you wanted me to bring up the bad news or
not. Well, come on. Yes. You got to tell it. Tell it like it is.
Tell it like it is.
We've got some rain rolling in by late tomorrow night, and it's going to continue to kind of downpour on us throughout Wednesday morning, where we're going to pick up around an inch or so of rainfall. And then by Wednesday night, that wants to flip over to a wintry mix, and then all snow Wednesday night ends on our Thursday morning. But not looking at anything too crazy right now. You are good. About an inch of snowfall is in the forecast for you guys. Everything else is way northwest. It looks like Eau Claire is in that winter storm watch right now, where they're going to look at around anywhere from a half of a foot to a foot. So we're good down here.
Eau Claire can have that.
Right?
That's right.
Let them deal with it. Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just surprised the Earth core doesn't just, you know, convulse with all these temperature changes. You know, the hot weather during the day, the cold weather at night. How do we survive?
Up, down, everywhere. I know. Agreed.
I know.
Agreed.
I know.
You need all the wardrobe, from the shorts to the parka still.
Yes.
All right, Brittany. Well, we hope you have a great St. Patty's Day. Do you have any plans? You going to have any corned beef and cabbage, or, you know, drink any green
to find
beer?
Some corned beef.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Had the green beer over the weekend. Ugh.
Yeah.
Regret it still.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, it turns your tongue green. It's just, you know.
Oh, it does.
It's not a good look.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, if you get a nice, you know, fresh brew and not one of the major manufacturers of cheap beer.
I know.
Yeah.
Like
right?
A Guinness. Get a Guinness.
Yes.
It won't be green.
You know, that's the thing. You just do the Guinness.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
Tried and true.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right, Brittany.
Have a good one, too.
Yep.
Thank you
too.
Very much.
Bye.
Appreciate it. That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. Okay. Do you want to get this Lincoln Project thing
yes,
in here?
Yes, let's check
they
it
put out.
Out
something new, I think, just a couple of days ago, and this one really pretty hard-hitting. So
well, good.
Let's just let that play. We'll talk on the other side.
Trump's got it wrong. So does Elon Musk. We're not quitting. Americans from every walk of life, Democrats, Republicans, independents, they all know it's wrong to cut veterans' health care, wrong to cut FAA air traffic controllers, wrong to fire FBI agents for doing their jobs, wrong to cut deals with corrupt politicians, wrong to pardon terrorists, wrong to get in bed with Putin, wrong for an American president to call himself a king. They're organizing, getting loud, and getting heard. Going to town hall meetings and putting MAGA on the hot seat. Trump thought we'd give up without a fight, that we'd be too scared to push back. Well, f*** that, and f*** him. We're in this fight till the end. Till Trump's gone and America is free again. And nothing's going to change that.
Pretty hard-hitting stuff.
Lincoln Project.
Right there.
I mean, that was quite a laundry list.
Yep.
You know, cutting veterans' benefit health cares, cutting FAA traffic controllers,
yes.
FBI agents, cutting deals with corrupt politicians.
Well, you know,
getting
cutting
in bed with Putin. By the way, he's going to talk to Putin tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the word.
But, you know, all of these things are taking place. They're indiscriminate. They have absolutely no logic behind them
right.
at all. It's just... It's chaos. It's total chaos.
We got a couple of people waiting on the line here. Maybe we get to Mark, if we can keep it quick. Mark, go ahead with your comment or question. Good morning.
Yeah, I made a couple of pumpkin pies on Friday and picked up the gluten-free crusts at at the pig, and because I and dropped one off for a neighbor because one of her son is her nickname for him is Pie. So
wow. But, okay. Well, that sounds cool. So, gluten free. I like
it. Yeah. So it's goes pretty quick, and pumpkin pie is easy to make. Just read the directions on most of the pumpkin cans, and you can whip it up quick and add a little bit more spice than it calls for. But get some of that good pumpkin pie spice from Penzies and a good liberal supporting organization. And
I love Penzies. I'm a big supporter of them.
There you go.
Fantastic.
And do not put green dye in your beer, because the Irish probably consider that kind of a heresy. Just get some good Guinness.
There you go.
I
agree.
Nice, good dark beer.
All right, Mark.
But thanks, guys.
Thank you. Appreciate
Happy
it.
Happy St. Paddy's Day to you.
Can we get
you.
Dick on quick? Okay, 1 minute. Can you get it in here?
What Dick, go ahead. We got less than a minute. But
no, we can't do it.
Well, no, we can't.
Really sorry about that.
No,
Paul.
Go ahead.
Sorry about Trump resigning Friday. turns out, though, the speech was kind of interesting. Did you see any of it?
No.
At the Department of Justice?
No.
Oh, well.
It's crazy.
Media people are all scum. And, you know, he goes on and on, several things. But you really ought to check it out. It's kind of telling.
All right.
Got some really good ideas going forward.
I'll watch it. We'll get some of those tracks.
All right.
Thanks, Dick.
Dick, thank you for that call. Coming up right around the corner after the Midwest Farm Report, we'll talk to Hannah Shea from Pristine Clean, one of our great sponsors here on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. Stay with us.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
92.7 WMDX. Yes. It's John and Gordy in the morning. It's chilly out there. We're 29 degrees, expecting highs in the low to mid 50s. Happy St. Paddy's Day. I'm the only one that's wearing green. Thanks, guys, for playing the game.
Well,
you know,
some people are
once
suckers,
a year.
You know, for these holidays, and you just seem to fall in line with everybody else.
This portion of John and Gordy in the Morning brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. The biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside. The same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. Hurry in now. Save an additional 10% off of every single mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison. Two locations, east side and west side.
Right.
Go to verlo.com.
Yeah.
Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Yes, John?
We have a text here from Martin out in Verona.
Yeah.
A Trump supporter co-worker is wondering why, for the first time ever, his tax return is substantially smaller than it's supposed to be.
Really?
No pity for him, but alarming nonetheless. Thank you, Martin.
Martin of Verona. Okay. Yeah. You can call us. You can text us, 608-879-8255. Get on the Civic Media app and push the buttons there. Text or call us, okay?
Push our buttons.
All right. Here. Let's put politics aside just for a few minutes. Can we do that? Can we put a just hold on it for a few minutes here?
Been talking about taking a break this weekend because I can't stand it anymore.
You ran into a wall over
I
the
did.
Weekend.
I ran into that
it just
wall.
Just became too much wow. for you. Well, let's talk about HS Pristine Clean. And with us right now is Hannah Shea. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning.
So you are the person that is with HS Pristine Clean. Tell us about your cleaning service.
Yeah.
I am the owner of HS Pristine Clean, and we do commercial and residential cleaning. Originally from the Fond du Lac County area, moved to Dane County, so trying to get the word out.
Now, let me ask you this. You've cleaned up around... This, you know, you're one of our sponsors, but you also
yes.
take care of our office.
Absolutely.
What is the messiest part of this office here? What?
Maybe the bathroom.
Excuse me.
That's Gordy. By the way, bathroom is Gordy's area, so.
I think my cubicle is just fine. And I notice you take care of everything around
yes,
here, right?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Touch points everywhere. The floors.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have.
You know, John used to have a cleaning business.
Oh, really?
That's right. Yes.
John and his wife.
My wife had a window cleaning business, and they became a cleaning business as well because some of the owners of these McMansions where she would clean their windows, you know, they had big businesses, and I say, hey, could you clean our business too? So that happened, and I absorbed it. And
there you go.
And that all went away because of the Great Recession.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
How long did you do that for?
I personally helped her out for about 4 years, but she had the window cleaning business for many, many decades.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, let me ask you this. You do both residential and commercial, right?
Yes, I do.
So all around Madison, or what's your territory?
I would like to do all around Madison. Wherever I can get, I will do it.
All right.
Okay.
The more, the merrier.
And it's fun. It's fun, you know. It's late night. No one's around, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you can just play whatever music you want to, so it's kind of just go with the flow.
Okay.
I kept testing these noise-canceling headphones because, you know, I wore a backpack vac.
Those are really pricey.
Yeah.
They're worth it, though.
But but they're loud and they're next to your ears, so I had headphones that would cancel out the noise from it. Yeah.
Well, that's
so
smart.
It's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you clean all the offices here? The one just on the other side of this wall, Todd Alba's desk.
Yeah, what's going on there? How do you maneuver
what's
that?
What's happening there?
Honestly, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
Really?
Nope.
You can't even see his desk. He's got all kinds of stuff on it all the time. Pretty cluttered, I think.
Well, I think there's a lot of papers around there. And maybe
work all around it.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Wow. So you've had the business how long?
20 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, really?
I took it down from my mother. So.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
See, yep. That's how it happened.
Okay. Yep. That's exactly what happened. So.
And if people want to find out more about HS Pristine Clean.
Go to Facebook, HS Pristine Clean.
Okay.
And go follow the page on there. And
do you have a phone number?
Yes. Anyone? It's 920-932-0000.
Do you have a phone?
Write that down. Good one. Anybody else have any questions here? Anybody, John, Sam?
No, I think
Catherine?
I have
one. Wait. Yes. Arthur's in the studio. Arthur, what are you doing in here? Our sales guy.
He snuck in.
What?
I did.
Arthur, come on over here. Come here a second. Get up close to the mic here.
Yes.
What question do you have? What question do you have, Arthur?
Well, Hannah, since the moment I met you, I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you.
Oh, boy.
So, Hannah Elizabeth Shea.
Oh, my gosh.
Will you marry me?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
You want to think about it for a second?
Yeah, maybe I'll think.
Yes. Yes. Aww. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Wow.
What about this?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
I think she said yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on in here, family. Well, we got a whole bunch of people here.
I'll tell you what, we could take some calls and see what...
I cannot!
Wow, the whole family is here. Everybody. Oh, this is great.
I love you. I think you can get up and give her a kiss. Oh, my God.
I did not expect this.
All right.
This morning on the show.
Okay. Got a marriage proposal,
kind of a
and she said yes.
And St. Patty's Day.
Got a pretty good ring there. You want to try the ring on, Anna?
That is beautiful.
Well, it's not supposed to fit initially, isn't it? There.
Oh, it fits like a glove. That's beautiful. Well, congratulations. Okay. I don't know how we follow that.
I'm not sure either.
Okay. So HS Pristine Clean sponsoring this part of the John and Gordy Show. Congratulations. Well, we just heard a marriage proposal there. Hannah, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm shocked.
Arthur, you okay?
I'm not shocked, but I am.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't think we... You know, all the time that we've been broadcasting, I don't think we've ever had a marriage proposal on the air. So, yes. And the family is here taking some pictures and good times.
Yeah.
Okay. Hannah...
All right.
So, Arthur, Hannah, do you have any idea of when you will exchange vows?
They just got
okay, there's
like
stunned, stunned silence. So when
oh
you got?
My God.
Give him a day.
All right. Okay.
Wow.
Well, congratulations
thank
to you.
Thank
both.
You very much.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
Doing this for, and on the show, and you know, we
thanks
wish you all
us.
The best, Arthur. You need to sit down. You look
no,
a little.
Okay.
Oh, you're all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Wonderful.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Very good. Well.
Well.
I don't know how we follow that.
Well,
I
I've
just
got
don't.
A story
I,
here. I've got a story that, you know, I can follow it up with. It's
yeah.
not political.
Yes.
Cannot.
What?
You cannot follow up that.
Okay. Well, congratulations
well, then
to
I'm
Hannah and
I'm just leaving.
Arthur. They're they're in another world right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're not a cat in the room anymore.
Okay. Ah, okay.
What are you going to talk about now?
You know what? Let's see what's what have we got on our.
I do have.
I have something from my neighbors here on text.
Yeah,
here you go. I got a couple of them here. Wild Times Genetics rescinded on all offers to incoming graduate students. A faculty member in nutrition science working on research with the USDA grant got a 24-hour notice to report on their work, as it looks like it will be cut. Yeah, these cuts are just happening so fast. It's we can't keep up with it. You know, that's the thing. It's the fire hose of news again. So many things, and it's basically a power grab.
But
the
thing is, as we see all of these cuts going on across the country,
yeah,
in every aspect of life,
yes.
especially at the university level, this is going to have a profound effect on us in the future, and not too distant future, I would imagine, as well.
Right.
So how do we absorb all of this? Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
And we're going to find out. And it's so early on. I mean, we are not 2 months into the Trump presidency, and this is what we've got so far. A
right.
total dismantling of everything we know in our government, and then the cuts in every type of research or development or anything that this country has ever invested in the past is gone now. I don't know where we're supposed to pick up from here or how we're supposed to move on into the future and be a growing free market country. It's not possible anymore. Again, and I called this a long time ago, remember?
Yeah, right?
I said, this is a dictatorship. This is his first promise fulfilled, and I could see it. And I hate to say I told you so, but here it is. It is a...
Well, you know, it's tough on everybody, but you can't give up. You know, we can't just...
No.
Roll over. And you have to somehow carry on. And, you know, there are more and more protests coming, and they're getting bigger, and they're getting organized. And we all have to do our part and just pay attention to what's happening in the news. Let's see.
Suggestion here is also, you know, talk to Penzi's owner and Minocqua Brewing as well. And we haven't talked to them. We haven't had Penzi's on here. We
right.
did talk to Minocqua Brewing way back when we first started. We actually
we did a broadcast
showed up at a broadcast
there.
Yeah,
and Pete Schwab was there. Yeah. Phone lines are open right now, by the way. 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK. Or you can contact us via the Civic Media app. Call us or text us there.
Get
now,
this.
Gary.
What?
We got a message on Facebook. Gary says, the John and Gordy Show is now a destination for marriage proposals. How about weddings while taking calls?
Oh, there we go.
That's a great
really?
Idea. Yeah.
Just do weddings over the phone?
Yeah.
Well, I do have my degree. I do have a certificate
of
ministry or something that I bought for $15 or whatever online. But apparently it's legal. I don't know.
Well,
I
you never know. You might
weddings.
Be declared a cult. You know, I mean, a certain religion that you're a part of there.
Well, perhaps.
Okay, I want to get to this story. I think this is light stuff.
All right.
Okay, but it's something to think about. Drivers are asking automakers to dumb down the smart car technology.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Finally, something I can get on board with.
The Wall Street Journal reports this. New car buyers are feeling a little overwhelmed by the technology in these vehicles.
I can
now.
Understand that. Yeah.
feelings about the intuitiveness of their vehicle controls fell by 79% from 2015 to 56% in 2024. So, you know, they're finding it more difficult to maneuver the control panels.
Well, that could be a problem.
The touch screens in their vehicles.
Yes, I understand that. I don't, you know, can't we just keep it simple?
Well, you know, the one good thing about having a screen right in your dashboard?
What?
Over the weekend, one of my roommate's friends he was driving back to Madison. He sent a picture. He was watching the Badger basketball game while he was driving his car.
See, that happens.
We've asked people to watch our show while they're driving into work.
On Facebook and YouTube.
It's not unusual. But the whole thing here is that now with AI, you'd think voice activation would be something that it would be easy to do. And right. Control your vehicle.
Yes.
Or, I mean, at least the control panel. You know, your radio stations, your GPS, the whole thing.
Right.
With just your voice control. But they always try to take that away from you. They want you to be in car mode most of the time for most of these apps that you have on your phone.
Right.
Do you want it in car mode? No! You know, it makes it so difficult. It
John,
almost makes it impossible.
What happens when we have a Terminator-like situation when AI can just start mimicking your voice?
Oh, yes.
That's not good either.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
Well,
wait and see, huh?
Something to think about, you know?
We will be back with Leftovers coming up on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Unearthing what's fallen through the cracks. Here's John and Gordy, Raiders of the Lost Stories.
I want to finish the dashboard stuff here on WMDX. You know,
well, okay.
It's getting complicated, and consumers want a simpler, easier dashboard in their cars. Technology is taking over.
I'd love to hear the rest of that story, but let me just say something right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just point out something.
Get it off your chest.
Okay.
Go ahead.
That this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by our friends at David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years of doing lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. They do it all. Largest landscape contractor in this part of the state. Branches in Madison, Milwaukee, Kenosha. DavidJFrank.com. That's DavidJFrank.com. They do it all. All right, John. Now, over to you and the dashboard controversy.
I know.
Are dashboards way too complicated now?
They want them dumbed down. I don't know just exactly think that's the best way to put it, but okay. In response, some automakers are bringing back knobs, buttons, and other physical controls in the newer models. Boy, this is just... Just right for Sam. He loves all the old stuff.
Yeah,
I've got
two switches on the dashboard of my Bug. One for lights, one for hazards, and then I guess I got the radio. That's all that there is.
Wow. Okay. Maybe you want a bench seat in your front seat. You know? God.
So are these buttons and knobs still connected to the screen? I mean, is it so?
No.
Are they trying to make it so?
It's back to the old stuff again.
They just want to get.
Yeah.
Rid of the screen?
But they did complain that there is the reinvention of the gear shift, okay?
Oh.
This is high-tech stuff. It looks like a globe, and you run your hand over, and it has a staticky look to it, and you shift
for the gear shift?
It's like a crystal ball, and you're hoping that maybe it'll go into drive or reverse or park or neutral, whatever. Anyway, that's the story on that.
I'm looking at this thing. This doesn't look like You're right. It looks like a crystal ball. It doesn't look like a knob or something that you twist or anything like that. What in the world?
It's crazy stuff.
Have you seen cars where they put the gear shifter on the dashboard with a knob? I've seen a meme about that where somebody's saying, like, you're driving down the highway 70 miles an hour, you want to turn the radio up, and you accidentally put the car in reverse.
Oh, that's not good.
Hopefully that doesn't happen to anyone.
See, I got a little link in my story there.
Oh, do you? Really?
Kind of hits that and goes to the link, right?
No kidding.
All right. What? Just a little trick. Little trick.
Just a trick.
This wasn't something old. This just happened because of the Supreme Court debate that took place.
Okay.
And some of the all of the justices were there. All the current justices were there to watch the debate. Brad Schimmel and Susan Crawford. All right. So the worst possible justice on our Supreme Court for many, many years to come and in the past is Rebecca Bradley. She was totally partisan. She did editorials in the school newspaper, and she came out against gay individuals. She came out against Democrats and liberals, and she really, you know, she was very partisan.
Rebecca Bradley.
Yeah, Rebecca Bradley, and she came out against all of this stuff, and yet she still was able to run and then win. Mm-hmm. There's no guardrails for the voters when it comes to, you know, voting in conservatives. Mm. Okay, so anyway, this is Rebecca Bradley, the worst justice we've ever seen on the bench. And that's saying a lot. I mean, we have David Prosser there for a long time. Mm. But let's get to this. This is cut 155. Let's go.
You're going to get more of the same. My four liberal progressive colleagues who are pursuing their political agenda for the last two terms endorsed their handpicked candidate 2 days after she entered the race.
Yeah.
The people of Wisconsin will know exactly what they're going to get because you can see what you've been getting for the last almost 2 years.
Wow, 2 years. Woo.
This is a court that is overriding the will of the people, bypassing the legislature.
Okay, stop it right there.
All right.
The whole point here is what she's trying to say is that when a Supreme Court justice decision comes down, it should always come down according to them.
Yes.
Toward the legislature. Mm. It should always take the side of the legislature, which, by the way, has been gerrymandered and has become very conservative over the many decades here.
Mm-hmm.
So she's saying support the legislature. The court should not have a say over it. Let the legislature do whatever it wants. And that is very conservative because they have gerrymandered control.
Mm-hmm.
So they love this gerrymandered map. They supported it. They said, okay, now that it's 2020 and we have to come up with new maps, let's start with the old maps, which were the most gerrymandered maps in the country at the time. And they decided, yes, that's a fair way to do this. They are the most partisan, ridiculously conservative activist court in the country. They're horrible. Okay, so now we've kind of changed that. And she's complaining the last 2 years were just outrageous. We may have made two decisions. We're still waiting for the abortion decision.
Yes.
All right, so let's continue this again.
I don't think we've got time to finish it, John.
Yeah, we're just about
ready. It's only a minute long.
That's all we have. We have less than a minute left.
All right.
Sorry, pal. But you guess what? In-person absentee voting actually starts tomorrow. So check your voting registration.
Yes.
Spring general election is Tuesday, April 1st. Just that reminder. Okay, tomorrow we'll talk to former Madison Mayor Paul Soglin about all things politics and other things as
Soglin
well.
Soglin the Grouch.
Yeah. Is that it? Is that what we're calling him now? That's his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Is that right? Okay.
Yep.
We'll ask him about that too. All right, Stephanie Miller's coming up next. We hope you have a great day. John?
All right. I'm just going to relax and take it easy.
Talk to you in 22 hours.
All right.
So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.